Blog Talk Radio.
Shoshona to tell you all about herself.
Hello there. Hi, Barbara.
Hello, Shoshona.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Good. It's a beautiful day today.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So I'm here to talk about the emotion code therapy and how it can help you. I searched far and wide for something that would make me feel better and make me happy with my life. And back in 2009, I was told about the emotion code. And it was the best thing that I ever did for myself in becoming involved in it and turning to it. And it's just made my life a whole lot better. So it's released the past, everything that I felt, everything that I trapped. And believe me, I was one to shove it in. So I don't do that anymore. I hand it up to God and I let him take control of my life. So with the help of Jesus. So it's a very spiritual path that I'm on. So I'm here to help people. Do we have any callers tonight?
Yes, we do have one so far and their hand is up. So if someone else comes in, I will let you know. But for now, you can give this person all of your attention. So, area code 631. Hi, what's your name?
Oh, hi. My name is Christine.
Hi, Christine.
Hi. I'm actually calling today to ask you about my son. I think he might be on the phone. Greg, did you pick up the line?
Yep.
Gregory?
Oh. Hello, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Gregory, go ahead. You could say hello. He's been suffering with a stomach condition.
Okay.
And wondering if maybe Gregory, do you want to speak?
It's just every morning I'll wake up. I really have no appetite. I'll come to work and I'll just be like sweating. I just have no desire really to eat. It's kind of like throwing me off when I see patients and stuff like that. So. You know, I've seen multiple doctors, really have not come up with anything. So I really don't have an answer at this point. What to do.
Okay. I can give it a whirl on you or whatever, and chances are you do have some trapped energy in your body. You're acting out to it. So I don't know whether you've ever heard of what I do, but I'm an energy healer. And I release trapped energies, Gregory. So when energies become trapped in our body will react to that. It's like it's got nowhere to go. If you're full up, you're full up, right? So how old are you, Gregory?
25.
Okay. 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 Do I have your permission to connect with you, Gregory?
Yes.
Okay. Can I connect with Gregory? Yes. You don't have to say anything. Just sit back and listen.
Okay.
Can I connect with Gregory? Yes. Is my name Gregory? No. Is my name Shoshona? Yes. Is my name Gregory? Yes. Is my name Shoshona? No. Am I connected to Gregory at 1,000%? Yes. Okay. So I am connected to your energy, to your subconscious mind now, right? So your subconscious mind will speak to me, and it will tell me everything that you're trapping. So I'm going to go through some categories here, and we're going to just check out a few things to see whether or not you have trapped energies. Okay. Can I tap into Gregory's physical form? Yes. Is there anything blocking the physical form? Yes. Is the physical form of Gregory aligned with God? Yes. Is it aligned with Jesus? Yes. Okay. Okay. Hurt. Aggressive. Courageous. Loving. Sensitive. Open. Inspired. Indifferent. So these are emotions that you've trapped and beliefs that you have, right?
Yeah.
So I do a whole thing where I do a 7-day cleanse on somebody and I go through each chakra and I release all the negative beliefs that I can find within you, and I replace them with positive beliefs. And I've had a really good response out of that from people. So, you know, it's a path to follow, that's for sure. When your body starts acting out, Gregory, it's because you've shoved it in too long, right? One too many emotions shoved in, and now your body's reacting, right? Around every illness is a trapped emotion, right? So it's just how life is. It's what everybody does. We all shove it in, right? And you don't even realize that you're doing it, but you're doing it. So with the emotion code, we can release all of that. And then you'll even notice that your perceptions change towards things. If things bothered you before, they will no longer bother you, right? So it's a fantastic thing. There's grammar school students that are doing this, and I pat them across the back because they will never find themselves in that state in life because they've learned the emotion code therapy. Right? So it is the best tool that I've ever found in my lifetime.
Hmm. So, thank you. Yeah.
Well, I'm not done yet. Okay, is Gregory, does Gregory have any blockages in the physical form? No. In Gregory's etheric body, is there any blockages? No. Is he aligned with God? Yes. Is he aligned with Jesus? Yes. In Gregory's inner spirit, is there any blockages? No. Is he aligned with God? Yes. Is he aligned with Jesus? Yes. In Gregory's soul, are there any blockages? No. Okay. Is he aligned with God? Yes. Is he aligned with Jesus? Okay. In Gregory's conscious mind, does he hold any abundance blocks? No. In Gregory's subconscious mind, does he hold any abundance blocks? Yes. Distant, startled, submissive, scared, frustrated, courageous, loving, hopeful, sensitive, playful, open, inspired, hopeful, courageous, confident, ecstatic, confident, important, amused, eager, disillusioned, inferior, disrespected, devastated, enraged, violated, irritated, playful, loving, fulfilled, liberated. Okay, in Gregory's subconscious mind, does he hold any abundance blocks? No. Okay, can we now tap into Gregory's stomach? Yes. Is the stomach in the sacral chakra? No, in the solar plexus. Yes. Okay, is Gregory holding anything in the solar plexus that is causing him a stomach issue? Yes. Mad, anxious, courageous, confident, energetic, okay, dismayed, inferior, jealous, hostile, sensitive, hopeful, loving, courageous, respected, inquisitive, eager, inquisitive, fulfilled, hopeful, sensitive, playful, open, inspired, sensitive, courageous, important, liberated, astonished, overwhelmed, alienated, resentful, infuriated, sensitive, courageous, inquisitive, energetic, shocked, worthless, resentful, overwhelmed, courageous, hopeful, playful, open, inspired, apathetic, abandoned, vulnerable, victimized, ashamed, aversion, revolted, furious, disillusioned, terrified, inferior, alienated, insecure, enraged, irritated, playful, loving, hopeful, sensitive, playful, open, inspired, courageous, liberated. Okay, does Gregory hold any other abundance blocks in his subconscious mind? What about in Gregory's super subconscious mind? No. Okay. In Gregory's stomach. Is his stomach issue at a 10? No. A 9? No. An 8? No. A 7? No. A 6? No. A 5? No. A 4? Yes. How do you feel, Gregory?
Right now I'm okay. It typically derives in the morning, like as soon as I wake up, and then towards the end of the day it kind of subsides. So right now it's not too bad, but definitely in the mornings I notice it more.
Okay. Well, tomorrow morning when you get up, pay attention, right? Because it'll have had time to process in you, and hopefully something lifts, right? But there was a lot of stuff in there. Okay, is there anything else? Okay, to reduce that number to a 0. Yes, it's now at a 4. Yes, is there anything else that I can release? Aggressive. And it's hanging on aggressive. Is it a bug? No. Is it a trapped emotion? Yes. Frustrated. Courageous. Sensitive. Playful. Open. Inspired. Loving. Confident. Liberated. Energetic. Awe. Shock. Inferior, embarrassed, jealous, violated, provoked, irritated, aversion, isolated, open, loving, inquisitive, eager, astonished, dismayed, insignificant, jealous, insecure, back and forth, devastated, fulfilled, loving, sensitive, open, inspired, sensitive, fulfilled, amused, liberated, awe, perplexed, overwhelmed, insignificant, embarrassed, jealous, furious, infuriated, courageous, hopeful, sensitive, playful, open, inspired, indifferent. Is this the anchor? Yes. Can I release the indifference from Gregory now? release the indifference from his solar plexus and from his stomach. Yes. Release all psychic trauma, all nested emotion, all resonance, all miasm type energy from Gregory, filling him full of the love, the light, the blood, raising his internal frequency to that of 7.83 hertz, but filling him with a supercharged power frequency of 528 hertz and 700 plus. Inspired. Okay, is Gregory's stomach at a 4, a 3, a 2, a 1, a 0? Yes, is there anything else to release from Gregory's stomach that is causing him a health issue? Yes. Critical. Startled. Frustrated. Threatened. Fulfilled. So your doctors say what? Say nothing?
Yeah, I went for imaging and really just showed gastritis. So they put me on, you know, PPIs, proton pump inhibitors to, you know, help alleviate some of the gases that I was producing. I was on that for a little bit. Really didn't help at all.
Well, call in weekly and we'll work on it.
I really appreciate you taking the time.
Yeah. You're young. You're only 25.
Yeah.
You shoving things in up until now is an issue. And whether you want to agree with me or not, I know what people are like. I was like it myself, right? I don't shove it in anymore. I hand it up, right? Let it flow right through me, right? Do not let anything attach to you. If you feel an emotion about it, do not shove it in. Right? That's the best word of advice that I can possibly give to you. And I know men are different than women, but still, like, you're a human being and, some people can just let it roll off their backs. I don't know what you're like. Are you a person who absorbs it and shoves it in?
Yeah, I'm very
sensitive.
Yeah,
you need to stop doing that, Gregory, because it's not serving you well in life and it won't serve you well. Right? Listen to what I'm telling you, and you will master it yourself, and it won't take that long to do it either, right? When I say hand it up, I imagine a balloon attached to your crown chakra, and every negative thought and every negative feeling that you have during your day, when it happens, imagine yourself standing on your tippy toes with a globe between your two hands, handing it up, God, please take my world. Right? Just let it go. However you're feeling, let it go. It'll go up into the balloon. At nighttime when you sleep, the balloon is released. Right? That balloon can get huge during the day. Right? Before you know it, you'll have a thought, you'll let it go, you'll do my exercise, and about 10 minutes later, 15 minutes later, half hour later, you'll think to yourself, what was I just thinking? You won't even remember what that thought was. Right? So, I went through doctor's appointments and everything looking because I had pain in my body, and the pain was because I was shoving it in all the time and it had nowhere to go. So it was coming out in anger. Right? So, I don't get angry anymore. I don't fret over things that I used to, right?
Yeah.
You know, so like I said, you're young. Put what I'm telling you into practice and you will master it, and life will come to you and you will deal with it. Life will come to you and you will deal with it, right? As it comes to you. you know, but you won't be bothered by it anymore, and it won't be causing stomach problems for you. Right?
I tend to channel things in, you know, and hold on to it, you know, which is not good.
Well, best thing you can do for yourself is let it go, hand it to God, let God
right.
deal with it.
Yeah, I'm going to start doing
right?
that.
Right?
Yeah.
If you can't physically deal with it, let it go. Right?
Yeah.
So, because that's cancer forming, is what that is.
It is.
And if your body's acting out now, it's telling you, stop that. Right? Listen to your body. It's trying to talk to you. It's trying to tell you what it's going through and what it needs to live a happy and healthy life.
Yeah.
Right? Not enough people do that. You know, they just, oh, it's life, whatever, you know, like they just go through life, they coexist, whatever, they do whatever, life is, you know, moment by moment, whatever, they just...
Right, exactly.
You know, they're not conscious of what they're doing or whatever. So, anyhow, so that means that there's another caller.
Okay.
So, is my name Gregory? Yes. Is my name Shoshona? No. Is my name Shoshona? Yes. Is my name Gregory? No. Is my name Shoshona? 1,000%. Yes. Am I connected to Gregory? No. So, like I said, call in next week if you need me.
Yes, I really appreciate your help. Thank you so much for speaking with me.
Not a problem, Gregory.
Thank you. Have a great night, okay?
Yeah, thank your mother for calling in.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you so much, Shoshona. I listened in. It was wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're an angel.
Thank you.
Right.
So thank you for calling.
Okay, we are moving to our next caller from area code 541. Hello, who's this?
Hi, it's Kat.
Hi, Kat.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, very sleepy today.
Are ya?
And I've had some waves of fear and depression around income and things and some pains, but
yeah.
I'm asleep again. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to see if there's any abundance blocks in you?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Okay, is my name Kat? No, is my name Shoshona? Yes, is my name Kat? Yes, is my name Shoshona? No, am I connected to Kat 1,000%? Yes. Okay. Okay, in Kat's physical form, is she 100%? No. Okay. Startled. Loving, sensitive, playful, open, inspired, courageous, amused, confident, amused, fulfilled, confident, provocative, in a positive way, yes, in a negative way, no, hopeful, sensitive, playful, open, inspired, sensitive, inquisitive, awe, inferior, disrespected, devastated, astonished, frightened, worthless, jealous, infuriated, loving, sensitive, indifference, release it. Is it the anchor? No. Indifference. Is Kat's physical form at 100%? No. Indifference, hopeful, confident, loving, sensitive, open, inspired, apathetic, abandoned, inferior, powerless, victimized, ashamed, hesitant, detestable, judgmental. Frustrated. Courageous. Fulfilled. Fulfilled. And it stuck there. Look good. Inquisitive, confident, fulfilled, loving, sensitive, open, inspired, apathetic, abandoned, inferior, vulnerable, powerless, victimized, ignored, ashamed, remorseful, hesitant, aversion, detestable, revulsion, revolted, repugnant, loathing, judgmental, sarcastic, insecure, respected, courageous, hopeful, playful, inspired, sensitive, confident, liberated, terrified, devastated, insecure, embarrassment, alienated, provocative, loving, hopeful, sensitive, playful, open, inspired, apathetic, abandoned, inferior, vulnerable, victimized, ashamed, hesitant, detestable, loathing, irritated, playful, loving, respected, ecstatic, astonished, confident, amused, liberated. Okay. Is Kat's physical form at 100%? Yes. Is Kat's etheric body at 100%? No. Is Kat's etheric body at 100%? No. Frustrated. Is Kat's etheric body at 100%? Yes. Is Kat's inner spirit at 100%? No. Aggressive. Courageous. Respected. Liberated. Is Kat's inner spirit at 100%? Yes. Is Kat's soul at 100%? Yes. Okay, in Kat's conscious mind, does she hold an abundance block? No. In Kat's subconscious mind, does she hold an abundance block? In Kat's subconscious mind, does she hold an abundance block? Yes. Insecure. And it's stuck on insecure. Anxious, mad, submissive, loving, fulfilled, amused, perplexed, worried, alienated, embarrassed, devastated, violated, enraged, furious, infuriated, abandoned, indifference, and it's stuck on indifference. and it's still stuck on indifference. Inspired. Open. Indifference. Open. Hopeful. Courageous. Important. Liberated. Confident. Loving. Playful. Open. Inspired. Apathetic. Indifference. Inspired. Sensitive. Courageous. Respected. Hopeful. Open. Isolated. Empty. Powerless. Ignored. Remorseful. Revulsion. Hesitant. Empty. Inspired. Loving. Confident. Liberated. Liberated. Okay, does Kat hold a abundance block within her subconscious mind? Still stuck on liberated. Liberated. Does Kat hold an abundance block within her subconscious mind? No. Does Kat hold an abundance block within her super subconscious mind? Does Kat hold an abundance block within her super subconscious mind? No. How do you feel, Kat?
It felt very tingly.
Yeah? That's good.
Yeah.
That shows the connection. So, okay, is there anything else that I can reach from Kat in this session? Yes, okay. Okay. No. Okay. Does Kat possess a wall? Okay, in column A. No, in column B. Does Kat possess a wall in column A? Yes. Okay. In your ear chakra. Okay, is it a wall that is more than a foot thick? 11 inches, 10 inches, 9 inches, 8 inches, 7 inches, 6 inches, 5 inches, 4 inches, 4 inches thick. In your wall, startled. Respected. Liberated. Okay, does Kat possess an ear wall? No. Emotional body, mental body, instrument body, etheric templates, instrument. Okay, that column's clear. Column B, does Kat possess a wall? No. Column C, no. In her conscious mind, in her subconscious mind, in her super subconscious mind, hormone production. Yes, you possess a wall around hormone production. Yes. Okay. Astonished, liberated, respected, loving, sensitive, open, apathetic, isolated, empty, vulnerable, victimized, ashamed, hesitant, loathing, mad, courageous, fulfilled, loving, sensitive, playful, open, inspired, hopeful, important, energetic, eager. Ah, eager, energetic, liberated, ecstatic, amused, inquisitive, important, confident, respected, courageous, fulfilled, provocative, loving, hopeful, sensitive, playful, open, inspired. Okay, does Cat possess a wall, any walls? No, a heart wall. Does Cat possess any cords being attached to her? No, on any of her chakras? No. Okay, I think that's it, Cat.
Oh, thank you. And my ears were plugged this like a number of days ago. It's interesting.
Oh, really?
Mhm.
Are they unplugged now?
Yeah, they're not plugged right now.
That's good.
Mhm.
Yeah, it says fulfilled. That's what it's hitting on.
Okay. That's good.
So will Kat notice a difference in money matters? Yes. Pay attention to things coming your way from now on, right?
Okay.
Because those abundance blocks can derail your life. And apparently just one of them is enough to derail your life. So
I have felt that.
Is my
so
name
long.
Kat.
So...
Yeah. Is my name Kat? Yes. My name's Shoshona. No, is my name Kat? No, is my name Shoshona? Yes. Am I connected to myself, Shoshona, at 1,000%? Yes. Am I connected to Kat? No. Okay, Kat.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, you too.
Okay, we're moving to the caller from area code 917. Hi, who's this? Area code 917. Hello. Area code 917. Okay, Shoshona, they are not responding.
There you go. That's all right. We'll work on you. We'll check.
Okay.
We'll check your space to make sure it's clear.
Okay.
Okay, just give me one sec here. So yeah, how have you noticed things being, Barbara, since we did the last one?
Things are good. Things are very things are very good.
That's good. So, but we'll just keep checking, and if I pick up energy, it means that there's something there. I can't see it. You can't see it. It's just the fact that it's coming up when I'm connected to you, right?
Okay, right.
So whatever it is, we'll release it, and we're taking it as being something spiritual around you that is coming through you to be released by me.
Okay.
Right? Okay.
Right.
Can I connect to Barbara Grace Reynolds? Yes. Is my name Barbara Grace Reynolds? No, is my name Shoshona? Yes. Is my name Barbara Grace Reynolds? Yes. Is my name Shoshona? No. Okay. Am I connected to Barbara Grace Reynolds at 1,000%? Yes. Okay. Is there anything within Barbara Grace Reynolds' space or around me being connected to Barbara Grace Reynolds on this program, yes, that wants to be released? Yes. Threatened. Anxious. Loving. Fulfilled. Amused. Awe. Fulfilled. Loving. Sensitive. Playful. Open. Inspired. Loving. Confident. Liberated. Astonished. Terrified. Worthless. Insignificant. Inadequate. Dismayed. Amused. I like how it speaks to you. It's like there's almost something there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. It's what's actually happening. A spirit is crossing over, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Threatened, rejected, startled, accepted, respected, ecstatic, energetic, astonished, shocked, worried, worthless, disrespected, resentful, withdrawn, inspired, sensitive, loving, fulfilled, ecstatic, eager, disillusioned, worried, devastated, provoked, playful, hopeful, courageous, inquisitive, fulfilled, loving, sensitive, open, indifferent, isolated, empty, vulnerable, inferior, empty, inspired, loving, important, awe, dismayed, inadequate, devastated, resentful, infuriated, isolated, playful, loving, fulfilled, inquisitive, eager, worried, inadequate, devastated, violated, infuriated, insecure, inspired, sensitive, fulfilled, inquisitive, eager, respected, loving, hopeful, sensitive, playful, open, inspired, indifferent, isolated, empty, vulnerable, victimized, ashamed, remorseful, hesitant, aversion, detestable, revulsion, revolted, repugnant, loathing, judgmental, sarcastic, skeptical, suspicious, withdrawn, irritated, disillusioned, loving, and it's stuck on loving now.
Well, good.
Yeah,
like it to be stuck
attention.
On loving.
Yeah, yeah, but the thing is it, you can see the pattern as I'm going through, right? Where
mm-hmm.
as it's releasing whatever is there or whatever, it's like it releases it and then maybe they cross over, right? That's how I like
mm-hmm.
to think about it anyway, so.
Yeah.
Anyhow, but, and like, I've changed the energy in my own home by doing this, right?
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Where I could feel the negative energy in my home. Things just didn't feel right, you know. So now it's calm and relaxing energy in my home.
Good.
So whatever was coming through here as I was learning to do this, I would do a release just like this one here on my own home, and I've
mm-hmm.
actually turned the energy around by doing that. So
great.
Anyhow. Mm-hmm. So other than that, how have things been going, Barbara? Good?
Yeah, things have been going good. I had that numbness in my leg. It comes back on occasion. I don't know what triggers it, but it does come back.
Oh, yeah. Meet any new people lately?
No, not really.
No? There you go. I was just wondering with the work that we did on the relationship thing, whether somebody's come along or whatever.
No, they haven't yet, but that's okay.
Well, right time, right place, right?
Right.
So get out and do your thing.
I do, yeah.
Yeah. So, okay, well, people can find me at Healing Hands by Shoshona on Facebook. And if I've done a session on you, you can go there and put a review on me if you so choose to do so. You can message me at Shoshona Pelche. So it's Shashona for Shoshona. And Pelche is Pelletier. Or you can call me at 780-707-1657. So, okay, can I tap out of Barbara Grace Reynolds? Oh, it's saying no, Barbara. There's something,
okay.
There's something more it wants me to do for you. Okay, does Barbara have any abundance blocks in her subconscious mind? No. In Barbara's super subconscious mind, does she have an abundance block? Yes. Frustration. Frustrated. And it's stuck there.
Oh.
Is this a spirit? No, is this Barbara? Is this Barbara? Yes. Frustrated. Stuck there still. Distant. Respected. Is this a spirit around Barbara? Yes, it is. Confused. Mad. Anxious. Courageous. Courageous. No, it's respected. They're saying that they respect you, Barbara.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
Like I
said, this thing talks to me as it's doing it or whatever, you know. Some of the emotions that it points towards, it's like it's speaking words to me,
mm-hmm.
you know, or they're speaking words to me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and it moved. As soon as I said that, it moved. Okay, is there anything else that I can release from Barbara? No. Okay, is my name Barbara Grace Reynolds? Yes, is my name Shoshona? No. Is my name Shoshona? Yes. Is my name Barbara Grace Reynolds? No. Am I connected to myself, Shoshona, at 1,000%? Yes. Am I connected to Barbara Grace Reynolds? No. Alrighty, we're done.
Wonderful. Well, thank you. It was another wonderful show, and we will be back next week at the same time, so everyone is welcome to join us.
When that intro song came on, Barbara?
Uh-huh.
I cried.
Oh, did you?
So that is the song or whatever. That is very inspirational to me. It hits me right in the soul. So
yeah. It's a beautiful song. I love it.
Yeah, it is a beautiful song. So anyhow. All righty.
All right. Talk to you next week.
Yeah, you have a great week.
You too. Bye-bye, everybody.
Thank you. Bye. Bye.